Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. My name is Sean DeMarco Garcia. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat here on BBSRadio.com. Unfortunately, my co-host, wife, and partner in crime could not join us today. She's not feeling well. She doesn't really have a voice at this time. So you'll have to endure hearing me for almost a full hour with our special guest, Dr. Reverend Terry Lunn. So stay with me for the next hour as we share insights into how to break out your best abundance and prosperity for the new year in 2013. But before we get started, I wanted to wish everyone listening a happy holidays. I hope you got all you asked for. I hope you put the right thoughts out there to get all that you want. And we want abundance for everybody. So that being said, we'll be talking about this hour, Why Not Prosperity and Abundance in 2013 with Reverend Terry Lunn from Unity of Las Cruces. Welcome, Reverend Terry.
Happy holidays and merry days to everyone.
Thank you. Can you give us, I want to thank you for joining us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. And I was going to ask, can you give us a little bit of background about how you became a Unity minister?
Yeah, I sure can, John. I tried not to become a minister. Years ago, someone told me I should be a minister, and I rolled on the floor laughing about that. But I was raised in a New Thought family, and as a young child, I thought they were all pretty woo-woo and weird, and I tried to be normal, what I considered normal.
Right.
And as I grew in spirituality and awareness, I re-entered the New Thought movement and New Thought and thinking and way of acting and behaving, but I still tried not to be a minister. I was very successful in my fifth career of real estate. I had my own brokerage, but things just started closing. Doors started closing. As I said, fifth career, I had other careers, and as I realized, I look back now, that they were just avenues that I was trying to escape ministry. And then when I was a realtor, I came to a time where I couldn't sell anything. I couldn't list anything. And if I did list it, it wouldn't sell. And I just was going from one place to another, and every door closed. And finally I said, okay, I get it. And I went to ministerial school at Unity Village in Missouri, and I've never been sorry. I have been happier and more prosperous in my life since then than ever before.
Can I ask you something? Did you get the call to become a Unity minister earlier in life, and you just turned a blind eye to it, or did it happen while you had your real estate brokerage?
Well, it happened when I had my real estate brokerage because I was in a church that didn't have a minister, and I was filling in and doing some Sunday morning lessons, but I had also gotten the call, as I look back, in my younger life, but didn't recognize it as the call. I was teaching classes and having book discussion groups, and I think one of the first ones that I remember was Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that was my kind of springboard into spiritual discussions and spiritual books, and then we did some on prosperity by Catherine Ponder and Edwin Gaines and some of the other well-known prosperity teachers. But I still was trying very hard to ignore that calling.
I understand. I definitely understand about the doors closing around you. And it's like we were discussing earlier, when that when you don't get the message, each hit becomes louder. I think Oprah spoke about that. You know,
yes,
first it's a tap on the head.
It becomes louder, and pretty soon it's like you were hit over the head with a tuba. For me, I had to lose everything before I finally said, oh, I guess I am supposed to be on the spiritual path and not the financial path, not the so-called worldly success.
Yeah.
And then I found that you can do both.
Yeah, okay. I've learned in my life that, and I still have to be reminded of this, that when you do things just for the money, mm-hmm. it doesn't work.
Right.
That's not what it's about. Money is merely a tool,
exactly.
But it's not your God.
Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added. And, you know, I didn't know what that meant years ago. I thought, oh, yeah, that's just for old people. But then I found what it meant. You know, when I finally just surrendered and said, all right, show me the path, I became happier and more prosperous.
So with today's themes being prosperity and abundance, can you define, for those who don't know, what is prosperity and what is abundance? And what is the difference between the two?
Well, they're very similar, Sean. Prosperity is a way of living. It's a way of looking at life. There are people that have very little material substance, and yet they're extremely prosperous because they are grateful. They see the love and the joy in their lives. They see the value in not only in their lives but in the lives of all people around them. And so it's not a matter of having things. As Eric Butterworth said, prosperity is a way of living, not just money and things. And poverty is a way of looking at things, a way of living, not just the lack of poverty, of money and things.
Right.
So it's all really the way we perceive our lives. And some people are very prosperous without having a lot, and it's because they don't want to be burdened with having a lot. Now, I'm not saying, and please, I don't want anyone to hear me say that it's not good to have money. It's necessary to have money, but if we respect that money as the energy of God, then we're more in alignment with our spiritual path.
You know, I never looked at it like that. Money is the energy of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does abundance come into play with that?
Well, abundance is again, having all of the things in our lives that are necessary to make us happy. And one person may want an abundance of movie tickets and baseball tickets and going to movies and theaters. And another person may want an abundance of sports cars or just an abundance of sitting out and looking at the stars. You know, that's an abundance right there.
Right. Okay.
And where I live, and you remember because you lived here, when I look out at those Oregon mountains, that is abundance in my life.
Yes, it is. Oh, man, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. With all that you've learned and experienced, what is your expectation for the coming year of 2013?
Well, you know, Sean, you know that I'm always an optimistic person, and I expect good things to happen. I always look forward to the new year. I look forward to letting go of things in my life that have served me up until now but no longer serve me. I look for, and you know, that may be where the resolutions come from, letting go of things and making room for other things to come in. And I always have an expectation of good. However, you know, I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm not saying, oh, if we just sit around and think good thoughts, everything's going to be all right. There may be challenges because that's how we grow.
Right.
I think the spiritual wisdom of the ages shows us that there are challenges for all. But if we learn to go within and be quiet and listen for that guidance, the inner guidance that tells us where to go. There are many times in my life that I've had that guidance, and I was ready to take a step, and one of my friends would say, "Are you crazy? Don't do that." And I would say, "Yes, I have the guidance to do it this way, and it always is right if I listen to my own guidance." So if there are challenges, I encourage all people to listen to their own guidance. You know, there are many books that will help us. There are many prosperity teachings that will help us. But in the end, the guru is G-U-R-U. You are your own guru.
That's right, which we learned from another guest last month, which really means teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been paying attention to what our guests say.
Well, good for you.
So with today being December 26th, yesterday was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What does Christmas mean to Reverend Terry?
Oh, you know, Christmas has always been a very joyous time for me, a very lovely time. And the more I get into the spirituality of Christmas, the more I realize there are two parts to the Christmas story. There's the outer part, the Christmas trees, the smell of pine, the parties that we go to, and the gifts that we buy and the gifts that we receive.
Right.
And a lot of it is centered around worship with Jesus as the object of hero worship.
Right.
But then the more important part of Christmas is the Christmas story, the parents, Mary. Mary is symbolized in the Bible as the pure soul looking only to God. And Joseph is the intellect. And, of course, the baby, the child. And let's not forget that in that sometimes we're too busy, we're too full. Our inner in is too full to accept the birth of that inner Christ. But it's more an awareness of the Christ within us that is
right.
The Christmas to me, the opportunity to understand that the season is the softening of our reactions, our perceptions, softening of our criticism towards other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every year, I think we go deeper into our awareness of that Christ Spirit within us. And when I use the term Christ Spirit, I hope that's not a turnoff to other people who are not of the Christian religion. I've been looking for another term, another word, and that's just the way the word that we use. It means the awareness of how spiritual that we all are. We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Oh, I love that. Yes, that's so true.
And the more we practice, each time we go deeper and deeper. It's like a baseball player. The more he practices and trains, the better he is. And it's time of training our emotions, our understanding, time of fine-tuning that awareness of who we really are, the Spirit. We are expressions of God.
Yeah, I love that. That is beautiful. Your voice is just so soothing while you're just doling out this knowledge. I'm just so relaxed
right now.
I'm not hearing you, son. I say your voice is so soothing as you're giving us all of this knowledge. I really appreciate that. It's just really nice to hear you and talk to you.
And it is nice to talk to you, too.
Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about abundance and prosperity here in 2013.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com. Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Pat Show with me, your personal host for the hour, Sean DeMarco Garcia. Our topic today is Why Not Prosperity and Abundance in 2013? With our very special guest, Reverend Terry Lund out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Now, in a previous segment, we asked Reverend Terry to share her expectations for the coming year, her background, and what Christmas means to her. I wanted to ask you, Reverend Terry, before we went on break, how do you incorporate all of that into your everyday lifestyle as far as what Christmas means to you?
Well, Sean, I try to be aware at all times that there is that spark of divinity within all people. And whenever I am in a grocery store, for instance, or a department store, and someone is looking unhappy, I try to take a moment and silently bless him or her and say something uplifting, kind, funny, just to get a smile. And I spent quite a bit of time one year trying to get someone to smile at me. He was very, very solemn and looked a bit unhappy. And I did all I could to get a smile out of him. And finally, I walked up to the counter and I said, "What would it take to get a smile?" And he gave me a big smile and he said, "Is that okay now?" And, you know, I just feel like that's my responsibility to humanity, to help other people understand who they are. They're not just human beings walking around looking for something to be unhappy about. They are spiritual beings having a human experience.
That is so true. I've encountered people out and about, and if I think someone should smile, I'll speak to them, because you don't know what kind of day they're having. You don't know they're carrying around. You saying hello or hey, how are things going, or making eye contact, that's something a lot of us here in this world, in today's world, we don't do. Everything's done through Facebook, text, email, over the phone. You know, nobody interacts with one another anymore. That mm-hmm. human personal element is kind of missed, huh?
Yeah, I've noticed that in a lot of gatherings where we'll be sitting around supposedly talking and having lunch, and three or four are very busy with their iPhones. Sending texts or whatever.
I only use my phone to win arguments. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Hey, I wanted to ask you, obviously today is, like I said, December 26th of 2012. We all survived the so-called cataclysm of the Mayan calendar. I don't like to say doomsday. I like to say rebirth, because it actually was a rebirth. Were you concerned about the end of the Mayan calendar?
No. Down here we have a highway that goes through town, and every time I got on it, there was a billboard that said a different date. The end of the Earth is May 26th, or the end of the world is October something, and, you know, it really got a little bit funny. And yet it is sad that some people are so afraid that we're going to have the end of the world. I've never felt that we were going to have the end of the world. It's just not reasonable to think, you know, that the world's just going to go poof into air. And if it does, is worrying going to help? I don't see that. And, you know, I was thinking maybe we were having a discussion in my family recently about that. And my son said, well, maybe the Mayans got to the end of that calendar, and they said, okay, that's enough. We don't want to do any more.
That could be it,
too. Someone else said, well, maybe the chief astronomer died, and nobody else knew how to do it. So, you know, worrying is just not going to make any difference. It's not going to help us. And I really have a deep compassion for those that were in such fear that we were going to find the end of the world, and those that, you know, were out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did hear something very funny, Sean, that someone said that a couple had decided it was the end of the world, and so they went out and bought a lot of items on time, you know, that no interest, no payments for a year. And they were enjoying themselves. Well, what better way to face the end of the world, I guess.
Hey, you know, I couldn't agree with that more. You know what? I think that we have a caller on line 3.
All right.
Let's see if we can get them in. Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Yes,
we do.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing? Hello?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I didn't expect to be on. I just wanted to listen.
It's nice to hear your voice, Jerry.
Good to hear you. Oh, it's wonderful.
Merry Christmas
so
to you and your family.
Go on. Let me listen.
For those who don't know who's listening, Jerry happens to be Reverend Terry's husband.
And I was surprised he was calling. And I guess he was, too.
He may or may not be in trouble. I don't know. Well, did you have a question, Jerry, or did you just want to say you love your wife?
I think he's gone.
He may have hung up. He probably just called to hear your voice and say hi to us. Okay, so getting back to what we were talking about, obviously the world didn't end.
No.
Why do you think people misinterpreted it? Do you think it was media-driven, people living in fear, you know, kind of like with that fiscal cliff thing and all of that?
Yeah, I think the media seems to want to play on our fears and get overly dramatic about things. And I think that drove some of the fears. And there were people that were very much afraid, and I have deep compassion for those who were afraid, because I have this bumper sticker on my car that says, "Relax, God's in charge."
Got that right.
And, I believe that. We say every Sunday morning, God is good all the time. And I believe that, and I believe that God's good, and He wouldn't create any kind of world that would destroy His children and His beloveds. So I just have this deep sense of trust in the universe, in God, in whatever words you want to use. I just know that all is well.
So. What can people do to not live in fear? Maybe turn off the television?
Well, you know what I tell our people here, Sean, is if you want to watch the news, that's fine, but take it as an opportunity to send a blessing to these people. The more we say, "Ain't it awful," the more we see awful, because we are spiritual beings and we're going to draw to ourselves that energy that we put out. So if I'm putting out fear and awfulness, I'm going to draw back to myself fear and awfulness.
It's that power of intent thing, which you see make
you know,
true.
What we think about energetically, we draw back to ourselves. So our responsibility is to see the possibilities of good and not the possibilities of not so good. So, and I know for people that are not used to this kind of thinking and this kind of teaching, that's a difficult concept. They don't quite understand, but I encourage everyone to try it, to try to look for what's good in this situation, because there's always good in every situation. I had a friend call me just recently about the school in Connecticut, and she said, although it was a horrible event, and it was terrible for the families, and we're not making light of that, she said, look at the good that's come out of it. People are much more aware and much more willing to go and help and willing to turn in guns, as I just saw in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it just made people more aware that we have to step up the mental health aspect of our healing and our medical care.
With what you just said, let me ask you something.
Sure.
With the compassion that society seems to lack, do you think the element of love is undervalued and underestimated?
Yes. And thank you for giving me that opportunity, Sean, because, in 1 John in the Bible, there's a little tiny passage that says, God is love. And
that's
if we
right.
can remember that and send out that love, that is the impersonal love, that is God. It is God's love that heals. It's not that, that sticky romantic love that we talk about sometimes or we see on TV. It's the impersonal and yet very, very personal love that is God, and it does heal everything. It's the answer to everything.
Yes, it is. It's the healer of everything.
Yes.
I'm a big love guy. I always equated love with energy.
Uh-huh.
And we are all energy, which means we are all love. And
mm-hmm.
regardless of culture, race, gender, differences, we're all tied, and people don't really seem to understand that.
That's right. None of the great spiritual leaders have ever said that it's going to be easy, including Jesus, but they all said it's going to be worth it to send out the love, not the hate, to work at, it's a human experience and a human behavior to immediately send out negative, but we can change that. And I also believe, because we are all spiritual beings, that the more you and I and others send out love into this community and into this world, it's contagious, and people will feel it, and they will turn around.
I couldn't agree more. On that note, we're gonna slide on into a break.
Okay.
So this is Sean DeMarco Garcia filling in for Dr. Pat. When we come back, we'll talk more about Why Not Prosperity and Abundance in 2013, and one of my favorite topics, which is love, with our guest, Reverend Terry Lund. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Hey, we're back on the Dr. Pat Show with your sit-in, fill-in host. That's me, Sean DeMarco Garcia, and our guest, Reverend Terry Lund, discussing why not prosperity in abundance in 2013. Reverend Terry, for our listeners, can you share your contact information and how the audience can reach you if they like?
Surely, Sean, I would love to. My mailing address, let's start with that, is 125 Wyatt Drive, Las Cruces, New Mexico, 88005. The phone number is 575-523-5592. Email is minister@unityoflascruces.org. minister@unityoflascruces.org. And the website is www.unityoflascruces.org. Did I go too fast?
No, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate
it. Surely.
Now, before the break, we were kind of talking about people living in fear, what they can do to not live in fear. We were talking about the end of the Mayan calendar and the new spiritual rebirth and start. And we also asked you to share your expectations for the coming year and things like that. What I wanted to ask you was, as a minister, okay, what is your responsibility to your congregation and your community?
Well, my first of all, I would like to encourage all who are listening this evening, if you do not have a spiritual community, one that can support you in your spiritual growth, I encourage you to find one that fits for you. And, you know, shop around, find one that fits for you. Because it's very important, Sean, I think, to have support, community support, and others that are have gone through the same thing or are going through the same thing at the same time. My responsibility is just about that, to assist all who come to this church, whether they're members, whether they come for one time or every time, to help them to know and to understand the truth of their own spiritual nature, to understand that they really are not just three-dimensional human beings walking this planet. They're spiritual beings, and there's a book by Neil Donald Walsh called called Little Soul in the Sun. And you're welcome, Donald. I'll plug his book. It's a great little book talking about how two little souls decided that they would come down to this planet and experience, one would experience needing to forgive, and the other would experience being the abuser, so to speak, and the one that needed to be forgiven. And it's just a great little book to remind us that there's more to us than just what we see and what we think. So my responsibility is to remind that my congregation that they are spiritual beings, that they are the divine, and to let their light shine, to teach them positive, practical Christianity. And that's taking the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of the masters, and applying them to our everyday lives. Because that's the way we can get through these difficult times, by applying those teachings to help people to learn how to support themselves and support others emotionally and spiritually.
Do you feel like there's a trickle down theory? When you touch on the people in the congregation, they go out and touch on people, and so on and so forth. I hate to use the analogy, but you know, like the shampoo commercial.
I'm that old. that's a great analogy, because as we talked earlier, we are all energy. We are energy light beings, and we are made of this God energy. And even if we don't realize it, we are contagious to other people. And if we go into a gathering, we can feel the energy in the gathering. We can feel that there's just been a huge fight, or we can feel that everybody is very happy. And it's our job, as we are awake, to send out that happy energy, that loving energy, that energy that says all is well, God's in charge.
I couldn't agree more. You know what? Because the theme of this particular hour is prosperity and abundance. And people, obviously, I'm pretty sure more people want to know how to get more of both. So okay. I'm holding in my hands right now one of my favorite books by Charles Fillmore. Yeah. Our founder of Unity. It's the book Prosperity. And in Lesson 9, we open it up and it fell to this, and we may want to discuss this. It's Lesson 9, Tithing and the Road to Prosperity. Can you explain to people how important tithing is?
Okay.
And how that affects, how one affects the other?
You know, this is one of my favorite subjects, Sean, because so many people are so afraid of the word tithing, and so they misunderstand the reason that we tithe. The reason that we tithe is not to support your church, because your church, if your church is doing its job, it's getting its financial support wherever. And yes, I'm not saying that the church doesn't want your tithe and wouldn't love to have it. But that's not the reason we tithe. We tithe for ourselves, just like we forgive others for ourselves. And forgiveness is also one of the spiritual practices for prosperity. We have to let go of any anger, any emotion that we have towards other people. And back to tithing. We tithe because it is a spiritual practice, and we will be prospered as we tithe. And the reason that we will be prospered is not because God's sitting up there someplace and watching to see what we're doing, but because we open ourselves to receive. The more we are open, the more we are aware that God is our source, not others, the more prosperous we can become. And also tithing not only allows us to receive more in income, but sometimes we don't get more in income, but we get more peace of mind, more family harmony, more harmony at work. It's a harmonizing thing that we are becoming more in alignment with our source, with God.
You can't put a price on that, I tell you what.
That's right.
Now, for the person that's listening who may not have a church home, but how would you suggest that they tithe? If they don't have a church
where they are spiritually fed, and you know, it does not matter They can tithe to your radio program if they feel spiritually fed there. They can tithe to an author. They can tithe to a musician. If they feel spiritually fed, spiritually awakened by anything, a waitress, someone that says something to them that reminds them of who they are, anyone, any place. But it's not charity. We don't tithe to charity, because where we tithe the first 10% of our fruits, that is what increases. So we don't want to increase the charity. We give to charity, but that's over and above the tithe.
Wow,
did I make that clear?
Yeah, you did. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. You mentioned earlier in the program about forgiveness, and you mentioned as a practice for yourself, end of the year, and releasing things that aren't working in your life to move forward. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to share some really personal stuff about myself right now and how that ties in. I'm going through something where, you know, you try different things for your business or whatever, and it may not work. Because and no matter what you've tried, working with other people, other ventures, whatever, it just hasn't worked for whatever reason, but it hasn't been for lack of trying. I'm actually at a place where I'm forced to let go of certain things in order to move forward. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation. It may be someone in a job who's afraid to take the step. It may be someone in a relationship who wants to move forward or release or whatever. Can you share thoughts on that?
Yeah, it could be that there are a lot of things that you need to let go of in order to move forward, and sometimes it's the one thing that we don't want to let go of that we are required to. You know, that reminds me of the story of Abraham in the Bible, when he was told to sacrifice his son Isaac, and he didn't want to, but he was willing. And he went to sacrifice this young boy, and then he didn't have to, because he found the ram and caught in the bush, and the Lord said, I'll take the ram instead of your son. But the point is, he was willing. And we have to be willing to sacrifice, to let go of everything. And by the way, Sean, are you aware that the word sacrifice means to make sacred?
I am now.
Good. So we have to be willing to let go of anything in our lives.
Wow.
And sometimes the thing that we're the most attached to, we have to be willing to let go of. But then we don't have to if we are putting God first.
You know, I'm learning, too. A big part of it is just, like we used to say, when I was raised in Westside Unity Church in Detroit, and one of the biggest things that I took from those sermons from when I was a child was be still and know.
Yes.
And I have to remind myself that you don't have to have your phone in your hand, your iPhone in your hand all the time to win arguments. You don't have to have the television going all the time. You don't have to always be checking email. My biggest thing probably is I'm always thinking of the next thing that I could be doing. And, you know, I don't spend enough time just being in the moment to receive what I should be getting, you know.
Yeah. Now, years ago, Ram Dass wrote a book called Be Here Now. Be Here Now. And it was all about just, you know, be in the moment. You can't live tomorrow, you can't live the next minute, and you can't live the moments that have passed. So be in the moment. And that was a very powerful book for me when I first read it. I think it's important that we remember that our thoughts, as Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, said, our thoughts are things, and they go out into the world, into the ethers, as he said, and create. So we have to be very careful and very aware of what we're thinking and what we're putting out there as energy. Excuse me.
You're so right. We are going to take a quick break, but before we leave, I'd like to give my contact information to all of our listeners. You can reach Sean and Jen. Jen being my wife. She's not here today. She's not feeling well. But you can reach us at www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with Sean DeMarco Garcia. That's me and our special guest, Reverend Terry Lunn. We'll see you when we come back here.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Hey, we're back on the Dr. Pat Show with me, Sean, your host, Sean DeMarco Garcia. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com, and you can catch our show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, at 6 p.m. Eastern time, I'm sorry, the Sean and Jen Show Soul Path Insights Radio. So real quick, we're going to talk about some upcoming events. The Sean and Jen Show will be returning live next Tuesday, January 8th, with the third segment in the Channeling Eric series with a brand new episode, so look out for that. Also, Jen and I are available for speaking events and workshops. Also, please keep in mind December 11th productions for all of your film, radio, and production needs. Guests can go to 1211productions.com for more information, which leads to one of my favorite parts of the show. And that's my tip of the week. So I share advice and nuggets on what to do to move forward, get you through the week, things to make your life better, because I feel like we're all connected. I've mentioned that. Here's my tip of the week. The worst you can do is ignore your dreams. Don't you dare leave this life and not heed the call to fulfill your contract with the creator of the universe. Open yourself up to prosperity and abundance in 2013, and please make every minute of your life count. Live your truth, and that's from me. That's from several people, but I just condensed it into four sentences. So so we have with us Reverend Terry.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, really, Sean. How are you?
You're really quiet over there. Hey, so where's that? You know, going into our final segment and talking point and final thoughts, did you have any events that you wanted to share regarding Unity of Las Cruces happening here soon?
Yeah, Sean, we have some exciting things coming up in January. Actually, December 30th is our annual Burning Bowl ceremony. And for those who don't know what that is, it's just a really powerful experience where we have a big bowl full of fire, and we write down the things that we want to release this year and go outside and drop them into the fire. And then we come back and we write down all of the things that we're willing to receive in the coming year. And then we have to be willing, not only willing to receive, but willing to do the work on our inner work in order to receive those. And that means that prayer time, the meditation time, acting on the guidance that we've received. It also means forgiving. That's a big, big word, but it's very important that we forgive. You know, I just want to remind our listeners that we don't forgive for them. So I've heard people say, well, he doesn't deserve forgiveness. No, but you deserve to forgive so that you can go on with your life and lead a happy and prosperous life. So we have that, and then we have the White Stone Ceremony coming in January 6th. And we're going to be doing a prayer series on prayer during the month of January, how to pray more effectively and what prayer is all about and how we can make it our prayers more meaningful to us. And then, of course, we've got Easter coming and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Right. Do you offer any of these classes online or on Skype?
Unity.org offers a lot of classes online. I personally don't, but we will be starting a metaphysics class on January 17th.
Sweet. Oh.
The Metaphysics One. But if someone wants to take a class online, they can go to unity.org, and then they'll be directed to the classes online, and they can take classes online that way.
Okay. I got one more question for you.
Okay.
For those that don't understand Unity, where would you tell them to get started? And what book would you have them read outside of
the first
the
book
Bible?
Is go ahead.
No, I say outside of the Bible, but how would you have someone get started?
The first book that we always recommend is Emily Cady's book, Lessons in Truth. And that's one of the foundation books along with the Bible. And another really, really good book is Eric Butterworth's book, Discover the Power Within You.
Mm-hmm.
That has converted more people to Unity than I think any other book. It's a really, really powerful book. I think that's the one that Oprah read and started.
Yeah, that is a good book, actually. Okay, did you want to say hi to anybody before we left and got offline?
Yeah, I want to say hi to the whole world, and I love all of you, and I am so blessed to be here and blessed to be with you, and of course, I want you to give my love to your wife, Jen.
Hear that, Jen? We love you. We gotta get down there and so you can see the boys and stuff like that. Hey,
yes,
I want to thank you for being on our show. I
really
appreciate
it.
It's like I'm connecting with family again. Yeah, it feels like I'm connecting with family again. So I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Reverend Terry Lund for being our guest, and we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Pat will be returning next week with a new segment for the new year, just like Jen and I will be returning with a new segment January 8th. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope everyone has a safe holiday.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.